Linebacker James Harrison announced his retirement today after a 15-year playing career, and the Denver Broncos have released running back C.J. Anderson. He led the team in rushing last season with over 1,000 yards. Sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located on eastbound Manchester Road, just west of I-270. Who's ready for some premium fresh halibut imported daily from Alaska? Grilled in an extra virgin olive oil with capers, lemon, mushrooms, and Greek oregano. You can ask for it supreme style with colossal lump crab meat steamed in a champagne-based cream. Halibut season is officially open at Surf and Sirloin. That only lasts a couple months a year. Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road, just west of I-270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week. Serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion just around the corner.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret, where the benefits are pretty obvious. It's where beer and sporting events go hand in hand with beautiful women. If you get off work during that crossing of the bridge traffic mess, then come into PT's and relax, de-stress, and eat dinner, because a fantastic steak and fries meal is only $7.99. Let those other guys sit in traffic while you enjoy exotic dancers, sports on big screen TVs, and an ice cold beverage. Visit the best strip club in the St. Louis area. And don't forget, you can catch every pay-per-view UFC fight with the confidence you'll be a winner, one way or the other. PT's Country Rock Cabaret is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis. So if that convention or expo is bringing you down, it's time to rise and smile at PT's Country Rock Cabaret in Sauget, next to Pop's Concert Venue. Free admission before 6 p.m., only $6 before 8 p.m., and never more than $12 after 8 p.m. Don't sit at home watching the game. Be in the game at PT's Country Rock Cabaret. There are so many good restaurants, but don't you want great? Spiro's in St. Charles is better than good, and it's all in the details that is put into each dish, the service, and the whole experience. You can sit inside their beautiful dining room or enjoy your meal on the tree-lined patio. They hand-cut meat on the premises that is USDA Grade A Prime New York Strips and the best filet mignon. Or maybe you fancy fresh fish that is flown in. Regardless, Spiro's has it. Spiro's St. Charles has a European stone oven where they cook over cherry wood, which keeps the flavors sealed in the food. And that is part of what makes Spiro's great. Add in a full-service bar, massive wine list, and their famous salad, and you have a dining experience you can't pass up. Of course that sounds great. They cater any size get-together, or they can host your private party. Check it all out at spiros-restaurants.com.
Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more. Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
They have dreamed of this moment since childhood. That amazing routine. A perfect landing. The thunderous ovation. That magical season, winning a national championship. The National Collegiate Gymnastics Championships, April 20th and 21st in St. Louis. Be there. Visit ncaa.com/wgymnastics for your tickets today.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Do you love local craft beer? If so, you'll enjoy Kirkwood Brewhouse, where they offer 26 beers on tap and beer-themed menu items as well. Located in Green Tree Plaza off Manchester and next to our studios, Kirkwood Brewhouse is the perfect hangout for any sports fans or lemming.
FM.
No, not yet.
FM. nailed it. Muh.
Muh.
Sexual intercourse.
All right.
Didn't we just do that?
Didn't
we just use that?
We did not.
But we did.
No, we didn't.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the April 16th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. You know who they are. It's the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Homes get built. The windows aren't great. They look great because they're new when they're built. But like a lot of things, in time, they're not doing their job the way they should. That's when you replace them, and that's when more people go to Window World and turn to Window World than any other window. Tell you how to get in touch with them and why you should right after this.
Hey!
All right, master, soon to be master of the control board. He's not a master of it yet, but he's working on it. He's getting close. He spent 19 years. And you know what? You got to forgive him sometimes if he has a weird sense of humor. Those British people, they... Their humor is just different. You know, Monty Python, Benny Hill stuff. But he's coming around. He spent 19 years over there, 10 of it in Birmingham, England. That's right. I'm sure he's following every bit of that royal family stuff, that whole wedding and the baby and all that, because he's got some roots there. But he was born here. He's an American citizen. He is Trevor Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone out there. I hope you're having a wonderful day and enjoying this show.
You're so formal. Wow. He's so formal. Dan Strauss is isolated, quarantined, if you would, but he is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
And say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're with Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and have a retirement portfolio, you can give them a call. They'll give you a complimentary look at your portfolio. Your retirement portfolio, that is. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
Mark and Jason.com.
Hello, everybody.
You heard him do the news. You heard him do another near flawless, effortless for him, newscast. And it's amazing that he can do it that smoothly because his mind has to be cluttered with all kinds of other cases he may be working on because, that's right, he has another job. He's an actual, legitimate, licensed private investigator, Tim Woodburn. Say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. When your lover is out and about doing something that
may... Are you talking about my lover? Yeah. You addressed me, and you said, thanks, Frank, when your lover... So this is about my lover.
Hey, let me edit that out. Okay, ready?
Edit.
3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a lover who's doing something that maybe is a little sneaky or a little suspicious, and you want a free consultation about how to strategize and find out the truth, call me or email me, 238-1367 or tim@gatewaypi.net.
Good, because I don't want you talking to my lover. I'll tell you that.
See,
that's
boy.
Other people.
Too many of them.
Bill Cleveland is in the studio. He loves being in the studio. We like having him here. Bill, say hi to everybody.
He's found a dad. Whoa! Rolling up in the truck, yeah! Are we going to do what they say can be done? Yeah.
Whoa!
Hello, everyone.
Then we'll have another educational, informational, entertaining segment about somewhere in this country you may want to go and check out. That'll be coming up soon. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy is all excited. He just came back from that. It's a local company, that Hotley, I think is the name of it. He got a big tour, and they showed him the whole plant. What do they make over there, Red Boy?
Cheese.
Oh, that's right. Hotley Cheese. That's a cheese company. How about a round of applause because they deserve it? Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
I sent you a text of... some glasses I was wearing, and I actually...
I saw it.
Oh, okay.
I saw it.
I sent that text to Tim Woodburn this morning.
It's a photo Dan is sharing with me.
I didn't get a text. Thanks, Dan.
It's because the glasses said, I love Tim, not I love Limey.
Still likes to be included.
You know, we could market these. All the fans of Tim Woodburn, all the people who like that he's on the show,
right.
We could give away I Love Tim glasses.
You'd have to order at least two or three copies of those glasses. Well, that was fine.
See, I was going to go with
And for the people who don't like him, we could give away
I can't stand Tim
earplugs. We could give earplugs that have that.
You order those by the case.
You know those ear covers, like when you shoot in a shooting range, and on them it would have written, I can't stand Tim Woodburn.
You could give away a stopwatch to time his stories.
Oh.
I would do. See, I wouldn't have said
that.
Wow. Give away a stopwatch, to time your love life.
Wow.
Tim. Folks, thanks for joining us. It's like listening in at Thanksgiving to family members who don't get together but once a year, and in 15, 20 minutes, somebody's jabbing somebody else. But hey, it's what makes life interesting. We're brought to you by Window World. Now listen to me, folks. I'm going to have to get...
Tough.
I'm going to have to get stern, tough love if I have to. We have a trivia night coming up May 19th. I'm out of town. I'm not going to be here then. It's Moolah Shriners Ballroom, but we have a table. We have a great table, a VIP table, great food. It's trivia night. It's at 7 o'clock. The doors open at 5:30. We're going to put some people at our table, some listeners. Now, I have had some people, thank you, who have already sent checks to Window World. The information for sending the check is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AMandThePM. And you write on there, AM and the PM, or Franco Opinion, or Tim Woodburn, or whatever you want to write. Don't write Tim. I don't want him to get credit for this. AM and the PM. The whole show should get credit. And then your donation, to Window World Cares, which means every dollar of it goes right to St. Jude Children's Hospital, every $100... gets you an entry for a drawing, and we're going to give away some great stuff. Not things like snow blowers or motorcycles, but dinner for the winner and a guest, a spouse, with me and my wife and Annie Guns. Maybe dinner with every one of us on this show. Maybe that would be another prize. How about that? That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? And then we're going to think of a couple other things for you. But every $100, so let's say you send a check for $300, you have three entries. And again, the address is at, I just drew a complete blank. No, facebook.com/AMandThePM. Wow, that's weird that I forgot that. And it's a typical trivia night, 10 rounds, 10 questions. A lot of tables, VIP tables. Londoff has a couple of tables. Nobody walks away hungry from that place. Some tremendous food. And we need some participants. So email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. And again, I know how this works. We are almost a month away. At about 2 weeks away, when I'm just about to be admitted to the cardiac ward at some hospital because I'm about to have a heart attack because I don't think we're doing our job, then some of you will start to come through. Please stop making me suffer. Now let's just get this going. We need some bids for seats at the table. And here's the other thing. Even though we're going to draw for nice dinners and stuff, you can bid just for you and your wife or husband to have dinner with me and my wife and Annie Guns. But you're going to have to cough up some money because we're used to getting $2,000 to $3,000 for that. But then you're in. You don't have to worry about the drawing. That'll be a separate dinner. So think about it. And also, while you're thinking about that, please don't forget that Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And because they do so well, that's what enables them to do so much for St. Jude. And this year, after this trivia night coming up, they'll hit the $1 million mark for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Window World, great company, great people, charitable, and a fantastic window that's a great value. What more could you want? Window World, windowworldst.louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
I've almost memorized this thing. Bill Clinton is brought to you by the... What?
Don't want to go to Minnesota.
Too cold, too crappy.
Not enough of the year is nice weather.
And as the people we just mentioned, Window World, are proud to sponsor this next guy. He's been with us for a long, long time. He's not that old. He started almost as an infant. Window World is proud to present the new Charles Carroll. the new man on the road, Bill Cleveland.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm happy to be here. I'm always happy to be here, but I should be in Door County, Wisconsin today and for part of this week. But they had 16 inches of snow on Saturday, and so they canceled the trip that I was supposed to be on, and that was a domino effect.
Have you been to Door County? You know what they do up there? They make boats up there.
Oh,
it's a shipbuilding.
They made windows.
I thought he was going to make, like, they make a door or something like that kind of joke.
It's Door County. It's the name of a county.
Maybe they make a lot of doors.
I mean, you and Dan have both done that joke, and nobody laughed but you and Dan. Only you and Dan laughed.
We think we're funny. Mm-hmm.
So, Bill, when you do go up there, I want you to tell me when you come back if you don't think they talk funny, like you're in another country or something.
No, I know a couple of people who are from there, and, yeah, I know the accents you're speaking
of. It's a Canadian kind of accent. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
You go outside and up there in Door County.
Yeah, what's all that about?
Yeah.
I spent one night there, and it was cold and kind of wet and miserable on the water. I had to spend the night in some hotel there, and I was out of there the next day. And so all I got to do was talk to some locals. I went somewhere for dinner, and I just thought, where the heck am I? It's like all of a sudden, it's kind of like if somebody goes south and they've never been south, and they get down to Mississippi or where I grew up, and people say, hey, you go, whoa, what happened when I got south of Sykeston? What happened to everybody? So what do you have for us today?
Well, I just posted an article at BillOnTheRoad.com and also a brand new video on the Dr. Pepper Museum.
I am
a big Dr. Pepper fan, actually trying to cut back. I might actually be an addiction. I don't know that I'm addicted to anything.
How much do you drink? Do you drink it every day?
I have been, yes. And so I'm trying to
10-2-4.
How many regular 12-ounce Dr. Peppers a day will you drink?
Well, I don't like them out of a can. I like it out of a fountain. So maybe because it's mixed with water, maybe
that's
better.
Out of a bottle, cold bottle.
No. Oh, you mean like, not like a 2-liter bottle. You mean like an actual
Dr. Pepper bottle.
So I need to cut that down. So, but with the Dr. Pepper,
why? Hold on, hold on.
Because it's not good for you.
No.
Apparently,
why do you say that?
Dr. Pepper makes your nose grow.
Oh, that was good.
That's not even. Bill, why do you say it's not good for you?
Well, it's not good. Drinking soda is not good for you.
Well, but how much are you? Are you drinking two a day or drinking 20
a day? If I drink a soda a day, like a ones you get at the Quick Trip or whatever.
That is not going to hurt you.
It might not hurt me a lot, but
you're not overweight. You don't have any issues. You're not diabetic. You don't have any blood pressure, heart problem. Enjoy the Dr.
This
Pepper.
This can't last forever. I mean, yeah.
it's all about genetics and the metabolism.
My dad is in pretty good shape, but.
Okay, listen to me. I worked with a guy when I had an office job at an ad agency. It was a guy who worked across the hall from me. His office was across from mine. I am not making this up. He had stacks of regular Coca-Cola cases in his office, and he had a couple cases in his car. He drank every day, and never changed, 12-ounce bottles of Coca-Cola.
Oh, my God.
No. 12 a day. The guy was not heavy. He was not jumping off the walls. And I just said to him one day, I said, how do you do that? He said, what do you mean, how do I do it? A lot of people drink coffee. I don't. I drink Coke.
He just didn't have any
teeth. 12 a day. 12 a day. No, he had teeth. But I never forgot that. So I think you're okay with a Dr. Pepper every day.
All right. Well, that's good. So if you do like Dr. Pepper, it's your favorite drink like it is like mine. You will absolutely want to check out the Dr. Pepper Museum. It is in Waco, Texas. And just a quick backstory. So it was invented in the late 1800s, a pharmacist in Waco. Of course, they had the old soda shops. And this guy, he wanted to create a drink that reminded him of the smell of the pharmacy, which sounds really weird, but with all of the stuff that they would mix and concoct in the pharmacy, he wanted to come up with a drink that reminded him of that smell. And what he came up with was Dr. Pepper. And in the early days, they actually called it a Waco. So if you lived in the area and you liked this drink, it was only known in the area or the region at the time, and folks would come into the soda fountain and they would say, shoot me a Waco. And the Waco eventually became what we now know as Dr. Pepper. So the museum is located inside the original bottling plant. So once it was introduced at the World's Fair in 1904, it became hugely popular. They could no longer just produce it in town at these soda fountains. And so there was a guy in town who was already bottling some other drink. And so he had the capacity, and they started making Dr. Pepper there. And so the original bottling factory, or this plant, this building, is now where the Dr. Pepper Museum is located. They still have the artesian well where they'd get the water to make Dr. Pepper, and they have all of this really cool stuff. So they are the, I guess you would say, the historians for Dr. Pepper. They collect all of the stuff. So all of the old bottles, all of the old logos, all of the just those things. Like, you know, if you've seen Coca-Cola has all the different merchandise with all their logos right. on it, things like that. So they have all of those things just for Dr. Pepper. And it's really interesting. They have, like I said, a lot of stuff, a lot of historical things, but they also have stuff if you have kids, you know, so they have, so 7-Up is under that corporate umbrella along with Dr. Pepper, so you'll see a kind of how the bottling line works, and it's a 7-Up bottling line, but it would be the same for Dr. Pepper. But I loved it. It was really cool. They have a sort of
where is it
fountain.
Again?
It is in Waco, Texas.
Okay, Waco, Texas.
Right. It's in Waco, Texas, and I think people really get a kick out of it. Again, if this is your favorite. So I actually just liked seeing the different, you know, the logos through the years, how they change, and the different slogans and the
10, 2, and 4.
And do you
Dr.
know
Dr. Pepper, so misunderstood.
Oh.
You know, Pepper, you're a Pepper, he's a Pepper, he's a Pepper. Wouldn't that. You like to be a Pepper, too?
You know what the 10, 2, and 4 means.
I do know what the so they did a
keeping your hands on the steering wheel.
No, that's three hands. That would be three hands. It's time to drink it, right?
So they did a study, and their study showed that those are the times of the day when you lose the most energy, or you need the biggest boosts in energy at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock. Yeah. And so that's when you need a sugar rush, and that's when it started. So 10, 2, and 4, that was the old slogan. So if you go to BillOnTheRoad.com, you can see some information about it. Also, a video of the Dr. Pepper Museum. These are short little segments that I do. It's called The Roundabout. It's a video series, and so this one features the Dr. Pepper Museum, and so you can kind of peek inside and see if it would be...
Before you wrap it up, why the name Dr. Pepper?
So there are a bunch of theories. The honest-to-God answer is, and this is from the experts, the people that know, they don't know. They don't really know. There was the guy, it was invented by, I said, a pharmacist, and then a man named Wade Morrison was actually the man who named Dr. Pepper. He ended up, he owned the Old Corner Drugstore where they first introduced it. And I guess the most popular theory is he was trying to impress a girl that he liked, and the girl's father was Dr. Pepper. And so that's kind of, that's, you know, a nice little love story, I guess. But to be honest, the God answer is nobody really knows. Sorry. That's a great answer for you. All right. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. I love Dr. Pepper. I do. Because I told you, when I was a kid, they ran commercials promoting heating it in a saucepan for in the winter.
Oh,
it's a great hot drink in the winter. It's hot Dr. Pepper with a slice of lemon in it. And, well, we still have enough cold weather left, you could try it. But next winter, it starts getting really cold. Just put a pan on the stove, pour Dr. Pepper, heat it, and pour some in a cup and put a slice of lemon. It's really good.
The jingle that you sang, actually, they used that still in England in the 90s, I think, in maybe the early 2000s. And I completely forgotten about that slogan until you started singing it.
I'm a Pepper, you're a Pepper.
No. The Dr. Pepper,
it's so misunderstood. Yeah, understood.
I'm trying to figure out how it ended. There was another little line.
I think it ended like
it tastes so good or something. But
go YouTube it.
You'll find it.
Before we end this segment, you'll find it. I bet you will. Thank you, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. Larry Connors comes on at 6 right after we get off. President Trump's decision to launch more missiles at Syria, sparking debate. Is he violating the Constitution? The phones will be open with Larry. James Comey's book is under fire, not just from the conservatives, but also from liberals. Larry will explain that. There's a change in credit card reporting, which might increase your credit rating as much as 30 points.
Ooh.
Larry will talk about, a lot of people love to see that. Larry will talk about that. And also there's a new American history textbook for students. It's clearly biased regarding the last election and what happened in Ferguson. Well, there's a surprise. Then in school, they're not necessarily telling kids the truth. Larry Connors, Larry Connors USA. Art Bell has passed away. Art Bell was the host for many, many years of Coast to Coast. He was the host. He sort of semi-retired in 03, and then announced his full retirement in 07, July of 07. He was a very... He was, to me, the Stephen King of radio. He looked a little creepy. His show was creepy, but he was perfect for it. Art Bell was perfect for that all-night coast-to-coast show, talking to insomniacs who were convinced they'd been taken aboard a UFO. I mean, this guy was so good at this, but he was a... strange, complicated... He lived in a trailer in Pahrump, Nevada, kind of out in the middle of nowhere. But from that trailer, broadcast to over 500 radio stations. So Art Bell, gone at 72. I really enjoyed the few times that I listened to Art Bell. When I used to work in the morning and started at 6, I'd be on the road at 5, 5:15, a lot of times Art Bell would be on.
East of the Rockies. Call Art Bell now.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you think he believed all of that stuff?
No, I don't. No. Just like I don't think George Norrie believes it. I think they were masters at just listening and saying this word. Interesting. I mean, if somebody says Art, yeah,
go ahead, you're on East of the Rockies. Art, you're on Coast to Coast.
And they'd say, yeah, Art, I know people are going to find this hard to believe, but I got up in the middle of the night last night to go get a glass of milk, and Sasquatch, the actual real Sasquatch, was in my kitchen, and he was eating a muffin. He just ate a blueberry muffin, looked at me, and then ran out the door back into the woods. Now, Art Bell wouldn't say, well, you're a raving lunatic.
Right.
You're crazy. You need a psychiatrist. He'd go... Interesting. How tall would you say he was? I mean, he's really into it. When you know when the show was over, he had to go, what a bunch of nuts. I mean, but he was so good. And George is good at it. Art Bell, of course, the master, but George, I think, was a good replacement for Art Bell. Our trip to Europe is over, half sold out. So that's it. Facebook.com/AMandThePM. It's up to you whether or not you get in on time. The votes are in about 5 to, it's better than 2 to 1. It's more like 5 to 2 to keep, Dr. Doug. So Wednesday we will continue with the Dr. Doug segment. My older son and I, Adam is my older son, he and I have a, it's more him than me now, because he sort of got it from me. I went through a watch phase. I liked wristwatches. I was fascinated by wristwatches, and I still am fascinated that anybody can get in there and work on those tiny little wheels and springs and little bitty things that are so precise and keep perfect time. But we had a fascination with watches. Mine's pretty much over, but he's still really into it. So he sends me this article. Wait till you hear this. It's the 5 most expensive watches ever sold. Now, I don't have the article in front of me. I guess I could pull it up real quick if I wanted to, but I don't have time. But I think they were all Rolexes. Now,
what's the other really, really expensive watch that you're always seeing, like men's fashion magazines or cigar?
My goodness, they're something. Breitling?
Breitling, that's the one.
There are 50 of them. Patek Philippe. There are some Jaeger LeCoultre. There are some watches that are tens of thousands of dollars. And most people don't know their names. They're truly Swiss watches, made in Switzerland. Only 1.6% of the watches in the world are actually made in Switzerland. They'll say Swiss movement, but they're not made in Switzerland. Rolex is made in Switzerland. And Rolex is not a great watch. It's jewelry. And it itself is the result of its own great marketing, because they have established Rolex as the end-all be-all. Rolex is a status watch and a piece of jewelry. Any Timex will keep better time than a Rolex. I don't own a Rolex. I did. I've had one, and I sold it. But listen to this. The most expensive watch ever sold is a 1968 Rolex Daytona Cosmograph. It was worn by Paul Newman. Paul Newman's wife, Joanne Woodward, gave it to him in 1972 as a gift for some race. As you know, Paul Newman drove race cars. And then Paul Newman, his daughter's boyfriend, I guess, said, hey, cool watch, and he just gave it to him. He gives it to the boyfriend. The boyfriend goes on to do whatever he does in life, but he still has this watch, and he wore it for 30 years, not knowing the value of the watch. But now he does, because the watch has just sold. Somebody take a guess at how much Paul Newman's 1968 Rolex Daytona Cosmograph brought, and it was just sold at auction. An anonymous bidder over the phone, who had already been verified and qualified to be good for it,
I'm going to say $1.6 million.
I was going to go that route. I was going to say around two, but I think I'm going to go like 12.
Whoa. Million. 12 million? Holy
yeah. 12 million.
Anybody I'll else? Say half a million anybody? Dollars.
Anybody else? No?
That's it. Bill said half a million.
You will. You're not going to believe this. $18 million.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, man.
Now, I saw a picture of the watch. If you saw the watch, it's just a watch. I mean, you look at it and go, okay, it says Rolex. It's a leather band. And holy mackerel. And how about the guy on the phone? I want to know who that guy was.
Yeah, really.
Anonymous bidder.
What do you have to do, though, to get, I mean, to remain as an anonymous bidder, but how much money do you have to spend to just like,
well,
hey, he's good he's, for it?
He's not anonymous to the auction company. Ah, they've okay. checked him out. They know who he is. They know he's legit and he's good for it.
Oh, wow.
But imagine that guy on the phone and whoever he's working with who's there at the auction is going, well, Henry, they're at 17.5. What do you want to do here? let's go 18. Let's go. Okay. 18 million right here. It was actually like 17.9. Oh. But then there's that 10% thing. So he actually played probably about $20 million for it. So there you have it. Ladies, get in here, please. Thank you.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a very odd joke. And I'm going to tell it. I'm not even sure it's Playhouse material. To me, it is, because it's a joke that was told to me. My two first real bosses, where I had full-time jobs and wore a suit, were Jewish. And the first of those was very Jewish. And he used to love telling me great Jewish jokes. And I love this guy. We were friends long after I worked for him, till he died. And he told me this joke, and somebody sent me this joke, and I haven't told it for years, and it just reminded me of him. It's the same joke he told me. It's weird, but here we go. There's a Taliban terrorist out in the desert, and he's plodding through the Afghan desert, and he's parched, and he's crawling. He's desperate for water. He's going to die without any water. And way up ahead, he sees what might be a mirage. And a mirage, as most people know, it's like an hallucination. You think you see something, but he crawls toward it anyway. And as he gets closer, he realizes, no, it's not. It's not a mirage. It's actually somebody at a stand, sort of a stand like where you would sell merchandise. And as he gets closer, parched, he could barely talk. And there's a little old Jewish guy standing there selling neckties. It's just a whole bunch of neckties. And the Taliban terrorist, he can barely talk. And the little Jewish man says, what? What are you trying to say? He says, what? Water. Do you have any water? The Jewish guy says, no, I have no water. But would you like to buy a tie? The ties are only $5. Trust me, they're going to go up in price. This is a deal. $5. And the guy, the Taliban guy, is hysterical. And even with a parched mouth, he's able to scream, idiot! Idiot! Infidel! I don't need a Western Hemisphere adornment
that those people and you people wear. I spit on your ties if I had any saliva, but I don't. I need water. And the Jewish guy says, sorry, I got no water. I got ties, and they're pure silk. And they're only $5. Did I mention that? $5, soon to cost more. This is less than half the price. And he says, I curse your ties. I should wrap one around your little neck and choke the life out of you, but I must conserve my energy, and I must find water. And the little Jewish guy says, well, it doesn't matter. You don't want a tie? Fine, you don't want a tie. You hate me. You threaten me. You say you want to choke me. But I will show you that I am bigger than that. If you continue over that hill to the east in about 2 miles, you will find a wonderful restaurant, the finest food, all the ice-cold water you need. Go, my friend, in peace. The Taliban guy just staggers away and crawls toward that hill. And sure enough, he comes, and at the top of the hill, he sees what, again, he thinks is a mirage. As he gets closer, no, it's a 5-star restaurant right out in the middle of that desert. And he crawls up to the maitre d'. Water. Maitre d' says, you want water? He says, yes. He says, we have some of the finest bottled water in the world. We have fine steaks. We have fine. Of course we have water. He says, thank goodness. He goes, but I'm afraid we can't serve you without a tie.
Let's check traffic now with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by CarStar Auto Body Repair. Slow westbound 71, 72, Lenberg, and then heavy into the Blanchett Bridge. Heaviest westbound 64, Vandeventer 2, Big Bend. You're backing up westbound 44, Kings Highway 2, Shrewsbury, and delays eastbound 64 between Jefferson and the Poplar Street Bridge. At CarStar, they repair hundreds of makes and models, but the name on the car isn't nearly as important as the name of the person who owns it. Because at CarStar, they don't just repair cars, they repair your car. And there's only one like it in the world. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Club Fitness has something for everybody and every budget. We're extending our offer. Join through April 30th and enroll for just $1.
$1? I don't have to be rolling in dough to be enrolling at Club Fitness.
Nope. Plus, members get 24-hour access and free Kids Club.
Free Kids Club? Let me check with my accountant.
I've run the numbers and, yep, you can afford free. Join Club Fitness by April 30th and get $1 enrollment. Some restrictions apply. See Club for details.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
When it comes to serving lamb, simplicity is everything. We have the most tender lamb in the world right here in the USA in Colorado, and at Surf and Sirloin, that's the only place their rack of lamb comes from. Grilled in extra virgin olive oil with salt, pepper, lemon, oregano, and no sauce required. They're that tender and juicy. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located eastbound Manchester Road just west of I-270. Open for lunch and dinner 6 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef, the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
People have come to know Dent Nation as the premier place to take their vehicles for hail damage and paintless dent repair. But did you know they are the best at full collision work? Insurance approved, Dent Nation can get your vehicle back to you fast and back to new. Dent Nation services all models from domestic to Porsche, Audi, BMW, Land Rover, and Mercedes. They mean all makes and all models. Located at 9840 Manchester Road, they now have emergency towing service available. Call Dent Nation today.
Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. Bottle of wine means it's time for Mike Evans. Sponsored by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Now, it's Monday. This is the only day they're closed. They're both closed only on Monday. And you're going to need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. You just are, because they're that good. The food's that good, the service is that good, and you're going to need reservations. East of all the other things in Chesterfield Valley, gift cards, always a good idea. To Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans.
Hey. A little late today, homie.
A little bit late, but that's okay. You'll deal with it. You're a pro. We got Bill Clevland.
What up, homie?
Two hours, sir, homie. Talk to your daddy.
Oh, I was thinking of talking to my dad. My real dad's not here. I thought that's what you were talking about. Sorry.
Oh, that's a good comeback.
Sorry. Sincere.
This week's pop quiz theme is, where are stars born?
Hospitals.
Today, name the name of the star who was born. Well, I can tell Tim is there.
No, it's not Tim.
No, that was Limey.
Oh, that was Limey.
That was Limey.
Today, name the name of the star who was born in Jerusalem, Israel. Adam Sandler, Winona Ryder.
Did she get a Boeing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie Portman.
Oh.
Jack Black. Okay. Uh-oh, a repeat jerk dropping the Don't You Know Who I Am nugget. First time happened a couple of years ago when he lit a cigarette in a no-smoking Broadway theater and dropped the Don't You Know Who I Am while cops or hauling him out of the theater, kicking and screaming. This time happened at the Santa Monica Promenade restaurant and demanded to have be seated immediately with his entourage. The host dared ask him his name, and again he snapped, "Don't you know who I am?" She didn't. He was Shia LaDuch.
Oh, that guy.
Well, I tell you, I would not have known who he was and didn't know who he was until I just saw him this weekend and in Borg versus McEnroe.
Well, that's a great movie.
A terrific movie if you know tennis. Nobody's going to like it if they don't understand tennis or how to score tennis, but it's a true story, and it's the greatest Wimbledon final in history, 1980, beyond Borg and John McEnroe. It's a terrific movie.
I actually review it on Friday.
Well, it's a terrific movie, but not if you don't like tennis, and not if you don't play tennis. But Shia LaBeouf, I've heard that name. I wouldn't have known him if he walked up to me in a restaurant.
I think the personalities of the two being so different, I think, makes it even for people that aren't tennis fans.
But I do disagree. If you don't really like or are into tennis and you can't watch a game understanding the scoring, I think it loses a lot because it's like you're really watching that thing all over again.
The first 2 weekends of Coachella is over, and while Coachella Valley has a population of 130,000, another 120,000 come in up from out of town for the event. I had to check out Beyonce Saturday night, and she was fabulous. Celebrity spotted at the show, Paris Hilton,
yeah.
Shania Twain,
ooh.
Kate Bosworth,
ooh.
Kylie Jenner, Cindy Crawford,
yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Oh.
And Jamie Foxx without Katie Holmes.
You said at the beginning, you said the first 2 weeks of Coachella are over. Is that true?
No, the first of the 2 weeks of Coachella are over.
Okay.
This is another weekend. Okay. Bieber, while walking around, saw a guy push his girlfriend down the ground, grabbed the guy and punched him right in the jaw. Justin Bieber.
He did.
All right. Yeah.
Punched him right in the jaw.
There you go, Bieber. There you go, Bieber.
Right in the jowl.
Wow.
I have to mention the passing of one of the greatest directors and nicest people in Hollywood who died Friday at 86. Milos Furman at the age of 86. At the age of 12, Milos was interned in a concentration camp during the Holocaust with both of his parents, who died in Auschwitz. When he got out after the war, he came to California, worked at a theater, then worked at some studios, became a part-time actor, and eventually became a director. He directed 8 Oscar-winning actors, and he won 2 Oscars for Best Director, Amadeus, and 1 Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Milos, by the way, was the president of the Cannes Film Festival, and his 2 best friends, who remained very close to throughout the rest of his life, were Jack Nicholson and Michael Douglas, one of the most loved guys in our industry.
Well, I spoke to Jack Nicholson about it. Yeah, Jack is broken up. He's pretty broken up. I said, Jack, you were pretty close to this director, weren't you? Here's what Jack said.
You're damn right I was close to him. I'm pretty freaking broken up about the whole damn thing.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
I'm not surprised on that at all, Franco. Yeah.
We get the big stars.
You do. And I guarantee you will not hear that anywhere else. I swear
no,
you won't.
No, nowhere.
Best quote of the week, Martin Short says, quote, "Never start a conversation with Matthew McConaughey unless you have an exit strategy." Matthew McConaughey is known for rambling on and on and on and on. I think you get the picture. And the Academy of Country Music Awards were last night. They are the best award show on television, whether you like country music or not, from Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
To the host, Reba McEntire, and everybody on the show, fabulous. If you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't see it and you have a tape, save it, watch it. You will like it. And how about the Angels playing Kansas City yesterday with that Ohtani, that great kid from Japan, on the mound? Oh, wait a minute. Kansas City Angel game in Kansas City yesterday canceled because of snow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cardinals are supposed to play in Chicago, and they got canceled and postponed for snow and cold.
Not good.
No.
No, the Japanese guy was very disappointed, too.
Here it comes.
Here's what he said. Whoa. Man, I can't believe there's snow here this time of year. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. You know, there's something about him that I do not like. He says he doesn't like a lot of noise, so the Angel management is asking when he's on the road for a crowd to please keep quiet. Well, that's stupid. They're going to scream and yell even more now. What a dumb thing to do.
No kidding.
And finally.
Right on time. What a professional.
Yeah, I am a professional, Franco. Mike Tyson would spell it out for you.
Oh. If he could spell.
Any chance. Yeah. Huh? Huh?
If he could spell. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Who was born in Jerusalem, Israel? Natalie Portman. Winona Ryder. Adam Sandler. Jack Black.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and just say Winona Ryder.
I'll say Adam Sandler.
I will say Natalie Portman.
And I'm going to go Blackstone. Jack
the answer,
Black.
The answer. What?
Black.
Blackstone.
Jack Black. I just made that up. I just made it up. Like a nickname.
The answer
Limestone.
Is...
Limey is Limestone.
Yeah.
Black. Jack Black. Blackstone.
Natalie Portman.
Nordley?
Wow. Nordley Patman.
Have another
Mike
drink.
Evans,
Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other. Closed only on Monday. East of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. During one story, he mispronounced 4 things. He said that the person died and was interned. No, it's interred. He said it was Auschwitz. It's Auschwitz. And he said the movie was Armadeus.
I know, Armadeus.
Amadeus. 3 mistakes in one story. But you can't say anything. I have invited you folks for years to join me. I've been going to Ballast Dental Care for 45 years. And the invitations have been going on for about 16 or 17 years. So let me issue another one. Anybody listening who would at least entertain the thought of trying a new dentist, one appointment, just a cleaning or a checkup, please, Ballast Dental Care. Ballast Dental Care. 45 years I've gone there. I have met people in the waiting room who were listeners. I've read emails, many of them over the years from listeners. Never once has anybody ever said, I'm going back where I went to the dentist before. There's nothing so special about this place, because there is something special. You check it out for yourself. Make an appointment. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it. And thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.